Hey everybody, this is Evan Murray. This is Music Industry Insights. Get a hold of me at evan@musicindustryins.net and let me know how you're doing. Let me know if you have any questions. This podcast you're listening to here is quite unique. This is a band from the island of Borneo. Borneo is the third biggest island in the world, and it has three countries on it: Indonesia, Malaysia, and Brunei. Brunei. It depends how you want to pronounce that. So Malaysia is on the peninsula, where like the major city of Kuala Lumpur is, and of course Indonesia is south of that. Well, the island of Borneo, or Borneo Island, is just across the Great China Sea from the west peninsula of Malaysia. So this band is called At Adu, and they live in the region of Sarawak. Sarawak is quite significant historically. This is the land of the headhunters. This is rainforest. This is jungle. This is amazing. I've never even heard of this place before. I met a lady named Stacy Gregory at Bangkok Music City in Thailand. And she told me about this place called Sarawak in Kuching, and that her and her husband were working, you know, with a promotions company. And I got super curious. And so, you know, I stayed in touch with them, and eventually I made my way there. I flew over to have meetings in Kuala Lumpur, and then I flew to have meetings in Kuching and Sarawak, and I got stuck there for almost 4 months because of the pandemic. Anyways, you know, the type of guy I am, I like to learn about the place where I am, and I learned a lot. There's a lot of incredible history there. This may be like the only place that was colonized in the world that they still love the British. That's a whole other story besides the music industry. But anyways, so At Adu is a band. I don't want to take away too much of the story here because it's really interesting. But there was a lot of headhunting tribes in Sarawak around, you know, all over the region. And this band is made up of all the different kind of components of that. You know, like these are guys with different backgrounds, and they're united in this band. They're super unique. They, you know, it's really flavorful, like music you can dance to while it still incorporates their cultural sounds. Anyways, I grabbed four of them and we did this podcast conversation. And yeah, take what you can out of it, you know, extract the things that are useful for you. And most of all, please do enjoy it. At Adao.
I have four guests today from a band in a very special place I got to visit last year, actually. I'm going to let them do their introductions and tell you a little bit about themselves. And then we're going to talk about their project and, you know, what they're doing in the future. So my friend, I spent time and talked to Bob while I was there. So Bob, would you please introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about the band, and then have the other members introduce themselves too, please.
Okay, my name is Meldrick Bob, and I am the a band leader in this position, in this band. I play drum. I play drum and a traditional percussion. As you know, we are a band with a lot of traditional instruments that we are play with. So yeah, my name is Bob. Yeah, just call me Bob.
All right, pass the mic, Bob. Say who's up next.
Hello. Hello there. My name is Afonso McKenzie. So I'm the man who make the groove. So in this band, I play bass guitar.
Right? Okay. Next.
All right, me? All right. Hi, I'm Ezra Tekola, and I'm the Sapek player or the Borneo lute guitar player for the band, right?
And me, I'm Lian Ngao. I'm the founder of the band, and I also play the percussion for At Adao. I played our traditional percussion and our drum, traditional drum from Sarawak here. And we have another two band members that play sapet for us. There's Luke Render, and our guitarist, Chidrik. They can't join us tonight because they have bad line, you know, Sarawak. We are living in jungle, so the internet line here is not very good. So only four of us tonight. Yeah.
Okay, so guys, like, I want to start off here talking about so the name of the band is, what is it? Ata Adu? Is that it? Is that how I pronounce it?
At Adao.
At Ado.
At
Ado.
Yeah. At Adao. Yes.
All right.
Okay. What does it mean? What does the name of the band mean?
Fonso, explain, please.
All right. Actually, it is in two words. Art split with Adao. Art is in Bidayuh ethnic, one of the indigenous tribe in Sarawak. Art means roots. And Adao is in another dialect, which is another tribe, indigenous people of Sarawak, from the tribe Orang Ulu. Adao means one of the species wood that can be found in Borneo that used to craft the instrument sapet. So Art and Adao, roots of the tree of Adao.
Okay, so just wait. Let's touch on that one more time. So this is two words and combined. Can you just repeat? There's a little bit of echo in your microphone. Can you just repeat that again? What that means?
Actually, the art is in Bidayuh means roots. Bidayuh is one of the indigenous people to be found in Sarawak.
Okay.
And Adao is from. And another, the Adao means is one of the species tree that can be found in Borneo, used to craft for the sapet instrument.
Okay, interesting. And so, yeah, let's talk about where you guys are from. Like, where, like, are you all in the same city? Are you all in the same country? Like, where are you guys?
Lian can talk.
Okay. I'm here from Kuching. It's a capital city of Sarawak. So we have a lot of cities, small city in Sarawak. We have Kuching, Cebu, Bintulu, Miri. So yeah, I'm from Kuching here. And my mom is from the Bidayuh tribe, but my dad is from the Kenyah tribe. So Kenyah is more to Miri side. So it's quite far. It's like 12-hour drive from Kuching. So I don't know how my mom and dad met. So yeah, I'm a mix of two tribes, Bidayuh and Kenyah. Yeah.
Okay, so when we talk about like tribes, like so this is like there's a lot of indigenous culture, I guess, it's on Borneo. And can you talk to me a little bit about that? Like how many indigenous tribes are there?
In Sarawak, we have like more than 20 tribes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like, Sarawak is like a region on the island itself. Is that correct? Is it like a,
yeah.
Would it be like a province then? Or is it just a, like, how do you define what Sarawak is?
So Sarawak is in Malaysia. So in the island Borneo, they have three countries there. So we have Malaysia, we have Brunei, we have Indonesia. So Sarawak is in Malaysia, Sarawak and Sabah.
Okay. And so is there specific tribes for specific areas then? And is this still very active? Like when you say, you know, my mom was from one tribe, my dad was from another tribe, like are people still identifying as separate tribes people nowadays?
Yeah. Okay. And because every tribe they have their own area, you know. Like Bidayuh is more to Kuching and Bau and Serian side. So like the Orang Ulu, they are more from the Miri side, Bintulu side, like that.
Okay, and how about
and Iban? They are all over the place.
Ibans. Okay, so what about the band? Is the band like the band itself? Does it represent?
Yeah,
kind of like the culture, even, or is it? What is it? Let me tell me about that.
Even in our band, we have like me. I'm like I said just now. I'm Kenya Bidayu. Bob is Iban Bidayu. Fonso is Bidayu. Ezra is Orang Ulu Kenya. Luke also Bidayu, but from different. So they have the sub ethnic for Bidayu also. So they, when you say Bidayu, there's a lot of sub ethnic again. They have Bidayu from Bau. We have Bidayu from Serian. We have Bidayu from Padawan. So it's a lot.
Okay, so it's like not it's like tribes, but also like tribes of like a certain tribe as well. So there's it's like kind of a lot of divisions. I mean, could you say it's like in let's say in Western Europe, I guess there's like English, Irish, and Scottish, but they're kind of the same. Is it kind of like that?
Yeah.
You can say that.
Okay. And can the instruments you guys play are also quite unique. I know there's like you have like drum like you know, like drums, but you also have like unique percussion instruments. You have a unique guitar, or what is the guitar called that you guys are using?
Okay, I think Isaac can answer that.
Okay.
Okay, it's a boat lute. Commonly lute. Is, yeah.
Okay.
Also known as the sape, S-A-M-P apostrophe. So it's some pronounced as sampe, yeah. And it's a icon, traditional instrument of Borneo, and I might as well to say Sarawak lah. And it is belongs to the Orang Ulu people, the Kenya people, and as well as the Kayan, which the lives mostly in the interior, more towards the north side, like north of Sarawak, right? North of Sarawak, and also to the middle part of Sarawak, which is Ulu Baram. It's a district in Sarawak.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But traditionally, was this used for like religious ceremony? Was it used for like storytelling? Like, what is the origin behind the instrument?
Right. So the origin behind this instrument, okay, there's two kinds of sabbe. There's one for ritual, which has only two strings, and it's pretty much using for shamaning, yeah, by the so-called witch doctor, what we say, shamaning. And also there's another sape, which is very melodious. We call it the sape lasan. So the sape lasan is to accompany dance. Yeah.
Okay.
And so back in those days, sape has only two to three strings lah. And it also depends on the songs you want to play. So different sape has a different settings of frets, yeah. For example, like for the ritual, for shamaning sape, there's only two strings and two frets, whereby the sape for accompanying to dance, there's multiple frets. So in a modern saying, it's in how to say pentatonic or in a diatonic scale lah.
Okay. Now what was the inspiration? And I guess I want to talk to you all individually about this. Is like the band is a fusion, right? Like so the band is if it has like Western instruments and it has traditional instruments, and so it sounds like, and I've heard the band, it's kind of like a, there's different fusions. There's cultural aspects, but there's also modern kind of groovy dancing aspects as well. What, like, where do you get your inspiration from? Like, what was the idea? Like, hey, let's incorporate these cultural, traditional instruments in our band. Like, what was the thinking behind that?
Well, Alfonso, you go first, Alfonso.
For me, for the band, actually, why we choose for ethnic fusion, we call it ethnic fusion band here, because we in Sarawak, especially in the Orang Ulu side, we have a lot of folk tunes that this is quite famous for dancing, and that tune is quite played by most of the Sape player, and we would like to rejuvenate all the songs, the tune. So we put, we inject with another modern instrument, we fuse it with that old folk tune. And as you can see that this new fusion of songs would hopefully would create, would attract more people to appreciate this folk tune.
So let me get this straight. So you guys are taking like traditional folk songs that like they're very old. I mean, do you know how old these folk songs are? Can you tell me that?
To say how like, well, nobody actually quite know how old is the song, but it's been passed down from generation to generation.
Wow. Okay. So this is
over then. I don't know. Hundreds of years, man.
Okay, so that's exceptionally interesting because, like, I just want to touch on India for a second. So, I mean, I interviewed, like, one of the biggest rock bands or biggest fusion bands, I guess you could say, in India called Thakuram Bridge. And this is what these guys are doing. They're taking these, like cultural music and they're making, like, a whole new kind of genre out of it, you know, by an fusing like different their modern influences and stuff. And I mean, essentially this is what A.R. Rahman did, is he took, you know, really classical Indian music and he put it into a modern spin and it got huge, like all over the world, but it literally changed the culture of India, you know? So when we talk about, obviously, like when we talk about music that's attached to culture, like we're talking about the premise of how people live, like what their belief systems are. So while you guys are like kind of modernizing the, I guess, the cultural music of your area, like what kind of response are you getting? Like, are people digging it? Like, are you building a good fan base? How do you see people reacting?
Well, through my experience, what I see, throughout the, how to say, talking about the old people, the traditional guys, yeah, the people from the village. Well, they pretty much see us, well, you can say it's a, I wouldn't say it's a mockery to the tradition, you know, because they would say, for example, oh, dude, why are you playing our instrument, traditional music in this sort of way, whereby you should play it like how we've been playing it way before, you know? But in another hand, talking about this modern society, the people now, the youngsters, they'll be like, oh, this is a cool thing, you know? It doesn't make things like so-called, like make it boring, sounds boring, because, you know, we add like, it's like how you add spices to your food in a way. Mm. So there's pretty much pros and cons between our genre or our music lah. Yeah. But pretty much it's a good overall mainstream or throughout whole Malaysia, it's pretty much a positive thing lah, where I might say we are actually preserving tradition in a way, preserving it with the spice now. You know what I mean?
Well, and I think what happens too is that, like, okay, so me as a foreigner who came across you guys through meeting people from Cat Sounds in Thailand, and then that led me to meeting Bob and actually in Kuching. And, you know, so I understood there was a cultural element to it because you guys also dress up on stage too, right? So I saw you guys dressing like, you know, like, I guess, you know, culturally Aboriginal style, and then I saw the instruments, so I identified immediately that this was something, you know, retrograde, you know, something from the past. It was representing something, but still, like, you know, as a foreigner, I'm not too sure what exactly that means, or I'm not too sure if this music is old or if it had percussion to it, you know, I don't know, right? So what is the goal? Like, So when you're on stage and you're wearing, you know, the outfits, like, what do these outfits represent? Like, as a foreigner, when I'm seeing this, like, what kind of things do you want people to know about you? Like, what do you want them to understand about your, the way you dress and the style of music you're doing? Like, it, pretend like you're just talking to, well, you're just talking to me. Like, I have no idea. Like, can you explain that to me?
Yeah.
So basically what we're trying to show is that we still wearing what our grandfather, grandmother wear before. We still want it to be alive. We don't want it to die. And other thing is we want to show that we are from different tribe in the band.
Okay, so, wait. I want to touch on that. So okay. The way you dress, like the clothes that you're wearing actually shows that you're from different tribes then?
Yeah.
Okay, what aspects of the clothing shows that?
Basically, what make the difference is the color and the vest we're wearing. Some of the tribe, they use only the tree bark. Yeah. As well, like the orang ulu is more to like more on beads, on the accessories. Yeah, something like that.
The
headgear, everything. Yeah.
Okay, so the actual clothes, not only is it like just like you're representing like tribal, like the clothing is tribal, but what you're saying is that the type of clothes you're wearing is symbolizing a certain area. Like, so people wore certain clothes in certain areas. Is that correct what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. And also I noticed too, when I was in Kuching, like, it seems like there's a tattoo culture involved in this too, as well. Can you talk to me a little bit about that?
Sorry. Tattoo is still alive in Borneo, but more people go towards the traditional tattoo nowadays, because we now realize that it's going to die. But a tattoo in Borneo, in Sarawak, it's more to Iban. Iban wear more tattoos than the other tribe, because some tattoos, almost all the tattoo got its own meaning. So like basically they have the bunga terong and what else, the bunga. Well, there's a lot of design. So yeah, nowadays in Sarawak, they don't only go for traditional, but they do the mixed of traditional and modern style of tattoos.
Okay.
But still, some of our friends also, the tattooists, they're still doing the hand tapping like the Iban did before. They don't use the machine, they just do the hand tapping. So yeah, we still and practice it.
So there's lots to investigate. I mean, for somebody that comes across your band and comes across Sarawak, I mean, it sounds like there's a lot to investigate here. Like, there's a lot to learn about, you know, kind of. And I guess in a way, the band, I mean, if you got the more international exposure you guys get, is the more people are going to want to learn about these things, because it's kind of tipping people off in different countries. Like, oh, who are these guys? Why do they look like that? Right. Okay. So, and that brings me to this. So what's the aim of the band? Tell me about your music. Let's talk about your music for a second. Like, is there a singer in the band?
Yes.
Okay. Talk to me about that. Are you singing in different languages? What languages are you singing in?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, because it's what everyone mentioned. In Aradao, there's a different type of culture it involved in, right, in the band, because everyone is represent their own tribe. So every tribe have its own language, have its own dialect. and have its own way of singing. So as what we have done now, we have a couple of songs that some song is singing in Orang Ulu dialect. In some song is in Iban dialect. Yeah, and it will be more and more and more later. That is just because to show that we are in a different tribe, in one band, and yeah. And of course, for the foreigner, it all sound the same.
Well,
it all sound the same. Yeah,
well, no, but the truth is that it, you know, it. The reason why I'm asking the questions I am is because I'm having to investigate because I don't know. So I'm trying to kind of peel away the layers, you know, and because I know when I see like, you know, some grown men playing cultural instruments, dressed in cultural dress, there's something behind that. Like there's something deep behind that, you know? And the thing is just, I don't think you guys are just saying, oh yeah, you know, hey, we're trying to get your attention. I think you're representing something, you know, and that's exactly. The other, right? Like some artists will do things intentionally because they're looking for attention. I think you guys are trying to represent something, you know, I think you're trying to. So that's what kind of really interests me in the band as well. So where, like, you can almost become cultural representatives, like internationally, you know, of, have you guys thought about yourselves in that regard as kind of being ambassadors of the Sarawak tribes? Does that sound reasonable?
I am proudly can say that.
Yeah, we do. I mean, what we are, Sarawak, we are pretty much a multicultural state, and all our tribes here, we have our own dialect, we have our own language, and we have our own beliefs. And in that, we are living as, you know, very harmonious. And then to show the world that, you know, even though that we are from different backgrounds, but we still can come together as one. For example, like the band At Adao, right?
Now, let me ask this. Was there a lot of conflict between the tribes at one time then? Like, was there a lot of, like, it wasn't allowed to marry each other or something? Like, well, I mean, because what I keep hearing is that this band represents unity, right? It represents unity. So I'm wondering if there was at one time maybe rivalries or, you know.
Well, that's why Sarawak is known as the land of the headhunters.
Headhunters.
Yeah. Okay, so I wanted that. No, I didn't want to say it. I wanted one of you guys to say it. But,
yeah. You know?
But the...
A long time ago.
The land of the headhunters. Yeah, that's super... I mean, that's culturally... Come on, man. Every culture, like, you know, the Scandinavians have the Vikings, and culture has these interesting artifacts, right?
We have our own medieval time, you know, medieval era.
Let me ask you this then. The instruments, the dressing, the tattoos, the languages, this is something that, you know, each... I guess it's representing each tribe uniquely, and you guys are bringing it in to one band. So have you guys done any international touring? Have you talked about doing anything like, say, with the Board of Tourism or like any cultural aspect of Malaysia at all?
Yes, we did. Yeah. From the previous 3 years, or since 2017, we are very lucky to have a government that support us, and and this is my personal opinion, whereby this band At Adao, we started at around 2014, and from there we develop our sound, we develop our character, and we more define the what we are focused on, and it lead into we creating something new in Kuching. That's what we found out. And this is not what I say, but this is based on the fan, our fan said. We Adao sound different because we use the old traditional old instrument and we blend together with the sound in the modern sound, and that triggered Sarawak Tourism Board, STB, and I guess Adao started the new wave of playing traditional instrument. And that I can say triggered our government to expose this kind of style more to the world. So I can say that we have been have a lot of journey with Sarawak Tourism Board and been touring around the world. And not other that we have also touring our alone without Sarawak Tourism Board. Like we have been to Korea 100% at Adao alone, and somehow the government of Korea call us and bring us there and share our story about what is Borneo, who are you? Yeah. Because for them, we really look alien to them. Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, like, I think it's tremendous. So all cultures share an indigenous root, right? So, I mean, no matter where you go in the world, there'll be an indigenous root. And I think, like, even going to Canada, United States, there's indigenous roots. Even in Europe, there's indigenous roots, like, you know, throughout Asia. But I mean, you guys really have a significant story. Like, there's a really significant story here. I mean, the whole cultural aspect, the way you guys dress, you know, the instruments. I mean, it's very strong symbolization. Like, much, you know, it's like really stands out from, say, a lot of other indigenous kind of. I'm not trying to take anything away from anybody, but you guys really. When I see the band, there's something very identifiable that says it's kind of screaming like, hey, find out about us, you know, like, like we're representing something. So I think it's very unique. I think also that I do think the band is something that would be absolutely culturally representative of the history and of, like, I mean, you guys know a lot about your culture too. Like, there's stuff we're talking about today. We're talking 20% music and like 80% about, you know, your actual backgrounds and these kind of things. So, I mean, that's extremely significant, especially for Europeans and North Americans alike, you know? So,
I just want to add a little bit to make this point quite strong for me is that, in Malaysia, we have a man tribe. Tribe ka betul ka, Afonso? Tribe, right? Yeah. The man tribe, which is the Malay, the India. The Malay, the India.
Chinese.
And then Chinese. Yes, Chinese. And this Malay, India, Chinese is most of them are in West Malaysia, okay, and then here, yeah, majority is in West Malaysia. So we are in the East, have really different story from the West, and it really totally sub. Even until now, the West, they not even know where what is going on in Sarawak. So the main tribe here in Sarawak is the Dayak, the Malay, the Chinese, and the Orang Ulu. Correct me if I'm wrong, Ezra.
Betul kan? Well, you can correct? Just say Dayak as in like the people of Borneo, which is the Dayak.
Yeah, so the Dayak.
And like the Malays and the Chinese, they have also they're not just Chinese for Chinese, but they are also, how to say, they have different sub-ethnics also, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Same goes to the Malay, and same goes to the Dayak, which who we are. So apparently, the Dayak means the people of the land.
Yes, the people of the land.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, and what makes it interesting, in Adao, we are all Dayak. We are all Dayak.
And that means the aboriginal or the people of the land, the original people of the land. Okay, okay.
Yes, yeah. And surprisingly, these Dayak, long time ago, those days, we are killing each other.
Mm.
Yeah, especially from my tribe, Iban tribe. And back in the day, my tribe always bully Alfonso tribe, which is the Bidayo. Yeah, and the most fierce one is the Iban. And somehow, this Daya, long time ago, killing each other, and somehow we found our unity. We found our unity. That's what we really proud of in this band. Yeah, and then and this is the story that we're trying to trying to let people know that this band have a lot different tribe, and they kill each other a long time ago, and yet now in when the world become modern and modern and modern, they can work together and make a new wave of music. And that's what we show to Sarawak, it's incredibly,
I'm glad you brought that up, because the thing is, like, I did spend some time in Kuala Lumpur as well. And one of the things between Kuala Lumpur and Kuching is I couldn't even recognize how it was really the same country. Like, it's that different, you know, like being on the peninsula, the West Peninsula where Kuala Lumpur is. It's extraordinarily multicultural. Like, there's a lot of, like, as you said, like, people from India, China, Malay. But see, I didn't see too many Aboriginal people, or say Dayak, or I didn't identify that. You know, I met people from the Middle East there. I met people, like, everywhere. And then being in Sarawak, I mean, it was mostly what you would call Dayak, and then also Chinese. So there's not a lot of Indian people at all in Eastern Malaysia. So I found the thing was, like, obviously, like, when there's a lot more, you know, Daya or Aboriginal people kind of thing, it seems a lot more like the pace is a lot more steady and peaceful, and it's not totally insane like it's, you know, it is in Kuala Lumpur. So why do you think that is? Like, why do you think the peninsula is so different than the island? Like, is there Aboriginal or Daya people from the peninsula of Malaysia, or are they only from Borneo?
Well, actually, in the peninsula,
they have their orang asli.
Yeah, which also means people of the land.
Say that again. Sorry,
orang asli. Sorry, I'll go first. So there is actually Dayak or Aboriginal in West Malaysia, in Kuala Lumpur. They are known as the orang asli, which means original people in Malay, right? But they are, how to say, pretty much, this is a little bit controversial. They are pretty much, how to say, they're not in the book, say.
They're not represented.
They're not being talked about.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's to compare the Aborigine, the West Malaysian people, the orang asli people, to the Dayaks here in Sarawak, whereby in Sarawak we are very proud of ourselves that we talk about it. But in West Malaysia, there are few, there are not so many orang aslis talking about themselves. Because over there is because in West Malaysia, the most dominant tribe are the Malays, Indian, and the Chinese.
Right. So when you guys, if you guys are touring,
mostly people are
Okay, so when you guys are touring, or say when you guys are doing things, like you guys are, it's not representing, say, Malaysia. It's more representing the Sarawak on Borneo Island. So not even Borneo. Like, it's the Sarawak region, and these are the cultures that are, you know, that come from that area. Is that fair to say that? Okay.
You can say that. Sarawak and Borneo. Borneo.
Okay, super interesting. So what's the plans for the future for the band? Like, what's going on? What do you guys got? Like, you guys just played the Rainforest Festival, right?
Yeah.
So was that pre-recorded? How did that go? Like, are you guys still under lockdown there?
Currently the whole Malaysia is under lockdown now. And the pre-record was done like months ago. And it is strictly, in Malaysia, you cannot do any event, big event, with certain standard operation procedures. So our plan, I don't know, actually we have to go about it. We have to accept this new norm. We have to go virtual, we have to go online. So like what we did for the past 2 years, we are actually relying more on things like this. We're doing online, we are uploading on the YouTube, we are doing some virtual concerts also. And this year we are in progress of mixing and mastering our single song.
You do have a single coming out then.
Yeah.
Single. Okay. And what language is that in? What can you talk about that single a little bit? Like, what's going on with that?
Actually, that singles we just played in the Rainforest Virtual, which is last night.
Okay. It was the last.
It's in Iban language. So that song is more to Iban. It's about it's about friendship. It's called Kaban Belayan, means friends. So actually in Sarawak, especially the Dayak tribes, they love being together with their friends. Yeah. Either drinking session, just like loitering here and there, or having fun with their friends. So it's part of parcel of our culture, and especially the Ibans in the longhouse, they will sit down together, have fun, have a chit chat. That song is about how culture is being here in Sarawak. So we would like to portray that in a song.
Okay. All right, well, it's super interesting. I mean, we've covered so much ground. I'm trying to think about just kind of trying to extract more information out of you guys. does anyone have, like, you know, we can talk about it. Does anyone have any final, like, is there anything you want to say to the world, or is there any certain countries that you want to go to, or certain festivals? Like, tell me what you'd like to do, Bob. Tell me what you'd like to do. Maybe we could go through each guy and we'll say goodbye from there.
What I like to do?
Yeah, what would you like to do with the band?
What I like to do with the band, what I expected in this band, that I would love to do world tour with the band. Seriously. I would like to do world tour because I have a story that I am proudly want to tell to the world. Not only story, but we have a lot of weird instrument that nearly die, and Adao managed to revive the instrument, and it become slowly popular here in Sarawak. Talking about sape is a long time ago popular, but there's a lot different instrument and that Adao trying to revive and share to the world. That's what I really hope, that Adao can go to world tour one day.
What do you think, Alfonso? How does that sound to you?
Okay. And all of us, I think all of the band all over the world, they want tours. But for me, I want Adao to keep growing. Because, of course, we are still learning. We are still learning on our own roots. There's a lot to be explored on our culture. And I believe that there's thousands of millions of hidden culture that we haven't explored in our own tribes. And wow. We hope that we are learning all this. We keep on exploring our roots, because important things in this band is we are portraying our roots and culture. So I hope the band will keep on growing. It doesn't matter to us around the world, to us in Malaysia, to us in Kuching, but we keep on growing to learn and to promote our own roots.
How about you, Ezra? What do you want in the future with the band? Are you sharing these ideas?
I'll go with Fonso, what Fonso say. So pretty much that he said everything out, you know. And well, besides that, I would also like to do some sort of like, you know, like cultural exchange, to so-called having like a collaboration between ethnic bands, and you know, just to come up with something like a project. That's what I've been dreaming about ever since. So
okay, let me just touch on that. You know, let's talk about that for just 30 seconds or a minute. What? And like, are you talking about indigenous cultures then? Are you talking about like Aboriginal cultures in different parts of the world? Is that what you're referring to?
Well, yeah, pretty much that, referring to that Aboriginal and also indigenous culture from other parts of the world, you know, coming together and also playing together, jamming. That would be nice, you know, to create something.
Well, I think it's interesting because, like, you know, obviously in South America, there's tons and tons of Aboriginal cultures. I think that also it's super interesting because Canada actually does a lot of funding with the indigenous cultures there as well. So the indigenous in Canada are like, you know, they have like, you know, fashion, they have their own fashion, their own jewelry, you know, these kind of things. Now, not so much on the music side, because their music is primarily ceremonial, but it is kind of beginning to fuse with pop music. But I think there's something really interesting there. I mean, in Scandinavia, you have the Samoy. They come from the very north.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of opportunity if there's possibilities for governments to kind of talk with each other about, you know, exploring these indigenous exchanges. I think it's very interesting. Leanne, what about you? What do you want in the future? What are you looking for? More tattoos, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, for the band, we would love to create more music and share it to the world. Just like what we did here, we share our music, we share our culture, and we would like to share how different tribes can live under one roof. You know, we would like to share that, how we share our love, how we can mix with each other, even though we are from different kind of race, different kind of beliefs. So yeah, that is what we're trying to share to the world, actually, through our music, through our maybe hopefully we have tour, we have anything to go outside and tell the world that even though we are in different race or different tribe, we still need and we still love each other. That's the main reason to live in this world, you know. It's not about anything else but to share the love. We can live between each other like that. Yeah.
All right. Well, it sounds like a very noble, you know, a very noble cause. And I think it's also a very interesting band. Just to close off here, Bob, like, where can I find you guys online? How do I spell the band name? And where can I find you?
You can check us on our social platform. Facebook. On Facebook, you just type @AT_ADAU Adau. So @Adau on Facebook. And then also in our Instagram, you can type @AdauBorneo. All right. And then, yeah, we have also our website, but unfortunately it's under construction right now. So yeah, so the easiest way is Facebook. To find out is, yeah, okay. It's Facebook. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for sitting here and talking to me and giving me all this information, and hopefully some delegates or people during the Live at Heart conference are going to check it out and find something interesting here. And I'll be getting a hold of you guys probably next week or so to talk about you guys showcasing at our conference as well online this year. So thanks a lot. Take care, everybody. Nice to see you two guys.
Take care.
And
all right.
Yeah.
Cheers. All right.
Okay.
Cheers.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Oha. Cheers, bro.